Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. Baseball coming up, and who do we run into? The philosopher. Here he is in spring training. We get to start right away with Javier Lopez, and great to see you here, and there's good things coming in your future, but boy, it's nice to have you back.
Well, thanks, Marty. It's nice to be in Arizona and enjoy some time around the boys and catch up on old times and start my life in the retired mode. And this is where all the retirees come, Arizona or Florida. So I figure I might as well dip my toe in the water and see what it's like.
Well, the core four, you know, you and Affelt and Casilla, Romo. And, you know, you guys never gave up a run. And I saw Jimmy Rollins earlier. I said, boy, have you seen Javi yet? And he says, I don't want to see him. But, you know, you had those moments, all of you. And just an amazing run here in San Francisco.
Well, it was. Looking back on it, it was a fun time, and I'm always going to miss those guys. It's very, very rare in this game when you can spend a good bulk of your career with the same guys in the bullpen. I mean, bullpens are just notoriously turned over. Maybe a closer might stick around for a little bit, but it was nice to be able to spend those moments with those guys and you know, obviously experience three World Series rings with those guys and go through a lot of ups and downs with them, too. I mean, it's nice. It's something that always happens, but, you know, that's the nature of the beast. There's going to be turnover in the game, and I look forward to the new young arms that the Giants have, and they have plenty of them, and I think it's their time to shine, and it'll be a fun time. It'll be a new face, lots of new faces, including Melanson on the back end, but it's going to be a good sign for the Giants fans when they see a lot of these big arms in spring.
All right. Javier Lopez, the philosopher, still with us. What about your winter? And I know you retired. I still think, you know, you could still go out there and get people out, and I know you believe it as well. But what was the winter like for you and job opportunities?
Well, it was nice to be home. It was nice to just go home and relax. I spend my time with my kids, my family, and just kind of get acclimated to life on the East Coast again. So it was kind of nice to do that. And, you know, there were opportunities to play. I still wanted to play. Obviously, it took a while, and I'm sure it's been touched on many, many times the way the season ended. And whether I wanted to continue to play, that was one that was really sticking with me, was the fact that just the way it ended, you know, I think we left a lot on the field, and, you know, congrats to the Cubs and everything else that they were able to accomplish the rest of that postseason. But, you know, the more time I got away from it and just kind of sat back and analyzed things, I knew there was just certain places that I'd like to go play, and I was afforded that luxury, and the Giants let me kind of do that with providing me with employment for the last 7 years. That, you know, I got my service time in. I was fully vested, and I'd made a good amount of money that I was able to make that decision. And ultimately, I just felt like the teams that I had offers from, my heart just wasn't in it, and all the way. And I can't play a game like that. I have to be all in and want things to happen. And, you know, now I'm just looking for the next chapter of my life, whatever that might be.
Well, the next chapter is going to be more talking. You know, I know it's not announced. Nothing's finalized yet, but there's a lot of speculation that maybe you'll be doing some TV work for the Giants and Comcast when Mike Kruko doesn't take the trips back east, so that may be in your future.
Well, certainly that's something that I'd like to do. I think we'll talk it through, and I want to make sure that it makes sense for not only myself but the Giants to do that. And I know Jeremy Affelt is also going to try to get in there and do the same thing. So, you know, it's we're working on some things, but eventually we'll get to that point, and we're looking forward to that conversation when we get to it.
Well, we have the philosopher. He's still here as the professor comes by, and professor gives him a thumbs up, Ron Wotus. All right, let's pick your brain a little bit about spring training. And you are a veteran. You have a lot of veterans in camp here. What does spring training mean to these guys, and what do they have to get going? And about 35 games to play.
Well, I do think a lot of things are going to be, up in the air, so to speak. I mean, obviously the Giants have a solid core position players coming back and starting rotation, but there are spots available, and I think that's just going to, that's when you get the best out of people. Competition brings that out of anybody, and I don't care what you're doing in life, and I think there's going to be plenty of it. There's obviously a lot of bench spots that are available, and there's a lot of veteran guys that are going to be vying for that. You know, They just signed Aaron Hill, tremendous player, and obviously been a hit Madison Bumgarner pretty well for his career, I think. So I'm sure Bum's going to be happy to have him on this team. But you know, you got Connor Gillespie, and you got Nooney coming back, and you bring in, you got Hundley behind the plate, you got Morse coming back, you got a lot of guys coming in. They got Jimmy Rollins, they bring in the Korean kid who's got tons of power, which I know Boach likes power. So it's going to be fun to see that competition. And obviously Gordon Beckham was only with us for that final week of season last year, but he's back to trying to earn a spot too. So it's going to be a fun spring. And like I said, for the bullpen guys, it'll be an open competition in a sense that a lot of the guys saw some time last year and did very, very well. But when you only have that seven spots, sometimes eight, depending on what Boach he wants to break with, you know Melanson will be there, and you know Will Smith will be the lefty. But then after that, you could make an argument for anybody. So it's going to be a fun spring.
Yeah. Well, as you and I used to talk in the spring, I'd say, well, you'd pitch 12 innings in the spring to get you ready to throw 35 during the season. And so what do these guys have to do? Do they have to throw more? Because obviously you want to make an impression, but maybe that goes against the grain of getting ready for a reliever.
Well, I do think guys, again, are pretty much ready to go now that when you get to spring. It's kind of been the norm now to come here. You don't sit here to try to get ready for a season. You have to kind of come in to battle for spots. I think that's kind of what most guys are used to. So, you know, obviously I think looking at spring training for the last 15 years that I've been able to go to, the high velocity guys tend to have the advantage. It takes a little bit for the hitters to get going. And it's not that they're not getting their work in on the cage, but it's cage hitting is different from live hitting. And so those guys are always able to perform. But you're just looking for strikes and looking for good secondary stuff. Everybody's going to have a good fastball at this point, and it's just what that second and third pitch will be and how much you believe in throwing it when you're behind in the count. And I think that's what you're going to see when those guys get into those crunch times. Maybe not those first couple outings in spring. You're just trying to obviously get used to the slope and get used to playing in a competitive game that you haven't been in since October. But as the spring progresses, you're going to start seeing guys try to set up hitters and try to execute the pitches the way they can and try to get those punch outs and keep the pitch, you know, pitch counts down and the traffic down, and it's going to make for fun spring for everybody.
Well, the philosopher lays it out for us as always as we get ready to go through the first few weeks of spring training. You look at this kind of team, and they did so well. You look at baseball and all the ratings of baseball. Things are so much in a positive way, and then the commissioner says, "Well, wait a minute, we got to speed up the game. You know, it's too slow. Maybe only one pitching change an inning. Maybe when extra innings we'll start with people on base." What's your take on that as a ball player? Even the replay, they're talking about the spirit of replay. Maybe it shouldn't be a guy who overslides the bag by a millimeter and slow it down to a nanosecond to find out. How do you feel? Now you're a former player. Now maybe you'll give me a different opinion.
Well, I do think, again, I think replay does have its place. I do think it does sometimes get a little over the top as far as the challenge flags being thrown out there and all the time that's consumed by looking at the replay for, like you said, that millimeter that the guy might be off and the tag might be applied. I do think replay has a purpose for like an egregious play and something that's blatantly obvious. Guy beats out a bunt, whatever it might be. Plays at the plate should always be looked at, I think. That's much like hockey. You know, guy scores a goal, they check it. NFL, guy scores a touchdown, they just check it. Oftentimes it could be as quick as 5 seconds to look at something like that. I do think all those things need to be checked, but you know, if you can speed that up, I've never been a huge fan of the replay for that reason, that it does slow what rhythm the game might be having at that time. It really slows it down. So I do think maybe egregious plays should be looked at. I think the bang-bang plays should just leave them the way they are. And, you know, I think as far as speeding up the game, there's always room to try to do that. I think the big way to probably do that would be to go to a computerized strike zone that's already in there. You know, they're talking about raising the strike zone by 2 inches, I think it was, so above the knee, as opposed to the hollow of the knee. And I do think, you know, when you have umpires that have been calling balls and strikes for 30 plus years, to tell them to change their zone, it's going to take a minute. I think anybody, when you have to change what you're used to and you're accustomed to, it becomes a little bit troublesome. So if they want to go to a automated or however you want to describe the strike zone, it's, you know, you can set it up and have that be an aid for an umpire behind the plate, whether you use Google Glass or something, lets them know where the strike is and have them call it. It's just, there are ways to speed it up. I mean, again, I don't know how fast you're ever going to be able to make this game. I like that the fact that there is no clock in baseball. It's nice that there's no clock in anywhere on the field. And we do have the bullpen clock when you have to get loose and in between innings, and that's okay. I think nobody's ever complaining about that. As you know, relievers do need to get in faster. The starting pitchers do need to take a little less time in between innings, and you saw that last year, and it sped up the game. And so if you're going to save, you know, five more minutes, so be it. But you know, whenever there's room for improvement in the game, you have to at least be willing to talk about it. And as long as there's that dialogue, I think most of the guys will like it. If it's just something that becomes enforced, that's when I think there's problems.
Yeah, Javi Lopez with us. I agree with that. I think it's the dialogue that's important. Because if there was no dialogue, then everyone would say, gee, baseball's not changing, baseball's old and all that. So they have to get the dialogue going. Well, it's great to see you. Really, it's great to see you. And I feel that, well, first of all, how long are you here for and what are you doing in camp?
Well, I'm basically just a roving coach. I'm kind of just trying to keep an eye on everything and see what this side of the game provides and where I might be able to fit in. I know I'm one of many that are down here. Tim Hudson's down here. Cody Ross is down here. We just brought in Vince Coleman today. Ellis Burks is here. Jeff Kent. I'm sure Barry Bonds will be walking through here. So there's the coaching staff is already sporting a good amount of MVPs. So, you know, it's a pretty good room to be a part of. And it's just here to chat with the guys and be around the guys and help the best I can and figure out where I might fit in the organization. There's some thoughts I have as to things I might want to do. And, you know, it's just, this is the time where you can have those discussions at your own pace, at your own leisure. And that's certainly what we're doing right now.
Very good. Well, George Contos is going to be the new philosopher. You know that.
Well, I figured he's the next in line. I think he's the most senior guy in the pen as far as time with the Giants. And it'll be, it's the rite of passage. And if there's no better guy to probably take over, to be honest with you, he's been through a lot and he's learned a lot, not only from myself, but from AFL, from Romo, from Casilla. And it's just a long line of Giants relievers that have tried to show him the right way. And if there's a guy that's going to be opinionated and certainly have his thoughts on certain things, it's a good guy to go with.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the most senior guy now. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, he's only in his second year of arbitration, too. That's what's kind of crazy. But, again, that's the turnover that baseball normally brings.
Yeah. All right, Javi, great to see you, and we'll catch up with you during the spring. Congratulations, and you did a great job. Great career. Boy, all the total appearances, you're way up there on the list, and big World Series moments for you, so a lot to be proud of. So I'm glad to know you, and I'm glad to have you part of the show.
Well, thanks, Marty. That means a lot, and, you know, I just want to take a moment here just to thank everybody for the support, not only with the announcing of the retirement, but throughout my career, my stay in San Francisco. It was a great time. I'm never going to forget it, and that's the reason I'm still sporting the black and orange today as we talk. It meant a lot to me, and you know, it's a career I can be proud of, that's for sure.
Absolutely. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.